Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
So it is Friday night.
Yay.
And hey, welcome, and everybody, thank you for joining us with Hollywood Connections. We have a really exciting show tonight.
Yes, we do.
We are so excited.
I am definitely excited tonight.
Before we go around the room, just introduce it, give the mic over to Tony there, and just tell what you, who you are. We're going to come back to you shortly.
Oh, I'm Tony Belmont. I'm the president of Allen Free Productions and the president of the National Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yes, you're going to see him. Actually, if you go to tantalknetwork.com, you can see us all there.
Yes.
And if you go to our Facebook Live under Dawn Reiss as well as Niecy, you're...
Yes, I'm here.
You can see us there. And then we also have Diane, expert in river cruising.
Yes.
I know.
And I'm Diane Horan, and I'm the director of key accounts for a wonderful river cruise company called AMA Waterways.
I know. She came over to Expedia, and I was so impressed. And I said, oh, my God, I got to get her over to the show.
Definitely.
So now we're adding more travel. And then we also have Quincy, and Quincy is here with us. And
hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here again.
Yes, we're going to play some of your music.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I know. And we're going to actually have you
Surprise.
Sing, I know, at the Tampa Bay Film Society on Sunday. And then we're going to talk about that, too, as well.
Yes,
tickets
we
are still available. I'll be on the red carpet interview, and you're going to be there,
yes,
Niecy.
Yes, I'm going to be there with bells on. Yay, I'm
we
so
are.
Excited. This is such a great event.
It is. And it's giving, some young producer $1,000
right.
to go to school.
Yeah.
So it's a great tribute. TampaBayFilmSociety.com. Please buy your tickets. And got some great people. Forbes Riley's going to be there.
Yes, we're so looking forward.
I know, and her boyfriend actually just won Mr. World.
Yes, he did.
So he'll be
Josh,
there.
Yay, we're here. We're excited.
Yeah, so in the meantime, before we kick off the show, I know I have Gail on the phone. Before I go to Gail, just want to tell you a little bit. I'm so impressed. Her daughter has been one of my reporters.
Okay.
And she is a consultant, and she sells beautiful, affordable $5 jewelry and all accessories. And, you know, I bought the necklaces and earrings, and she's going to talk about when she goes on live, and we're going to actually be running her commercial and talking to her about that. And Gail, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Gail. Thank you for joining us on our beautiful Clearwater Beach Studios, TAN Talk Network. So I'm trying to explain to everybody, when I sent them your video, they're like, what is this? What is this?
I was one of those and said, what is this? What is this?
Yes.
Some of the things are just so pretty.
Yes. And you are so fun, you and your daughter, to watch. So tell us about your paparazzi, because I've seen that, you know, and I like to highlight businesses, and you're one of them. And when do you go live so I can tell people to watch you and get these great deals for the holidays?
Well, yes, ma'am. My name is Gail Saint. I'm an independent paparazzi consultant. I've been with the company about a year now. December will be my one-year anniversary. We sell $5 jewelry. It is nickel and lead free. It is costume jewelry, of course, so you have to take care of it. But they are beautiful pieces, well made. Everything comes directly from us. I go live every Sunday night at 7:30 on my Facebook page. And what it is I show the jewelry. I place a number with it. The people watching comment the number, and then I ship everything to them. All of our necklaces come with a matching pair of earrings. And we have a line called our Z Collection. Those are $25 pieces. But then we also have our children's line, which is only $1 a piece. So for $5, there's not many places you can go and get a necklace and a pair of earrings for $5.
That is so very true.
We have new releases that come out Monday through Friday every week. And then we have our blockbuster items, which are our number one sellers, and they're around all the time. So they consistently come back. So, but once the new releases are sold, they're gone.
So we're excited because we'll let you know. We're going to do a live Facebook next week here.
Yes.
And I'll introduce you as well to everybody. So when they're driving and they're looking for some great jewelry, I'm trying to get comfortable on my chair. And we're going to hook everybody with Gail. And Gail, give your Facebook and your information.
My Facebook is Gail Hightower Saint. And I have a business page, which is $5 Sassy Bling. So either one of those you can check out. I have a website where you can see all of my jewelry, and it's www.strongandsassymom.com. And there are more on my website than what I have in inventory. But I usually keep a great deal of jewelry in inventory.
Sounds good. So you have to watch your life. She's so
yes.
I love your southern accent.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And sometimes it can get even worse.
Well, tell your daughter I said hello, and we welcome you next week to say hello again. And what's selling, what's good. And this is Gail, and you're on live Facebook, and we love to see you, and I'll promote you on the air as well.
I have a quick question from Gail.
Sure.
Gail, Gail, is there a particular time that, I mean, can we just, like, go to your Facebook page and look at things there, or is it a particular time?
Yes, ma'am. I post pictures of new inventory that I've got coming in or what I already have on my Facebook page and on my business page. And then, like I said, on Sunday nights at 7:30, I go live on my Facebook page and show what I have on hand.
Yay.
You always see me there.
I'm good.
I'm buying something all the time.
Yes, we have a good time. We play games. Everybody tends to have a really good time. I think tomorrow night we're going to play trivia.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, there
sounds
you go.
Sounds like fun.
So all my friends that are watching on Facebook, if you're wondering why I'm sending you something and you see this beautiful lady selling jewelry, this is Gail. So
yes,
we're gonna
ma'am.
Sounds good, Gail. We'll see you online. Thank you so
all
much
right,
for calling.
Thanks so much.
God bless. So in the meantime, you're all wondering, Peter, do we have like a cruise song, or would you have a favorite song or the River Cruise song? Is there something that...
Absolutely.
What do they like to hear? I mean...
Well, I was just thinking of Tina Turner, Rolling on the River.
Oh!
Oh, I love Tina.
Yes, so...
That's cool.
That's my theme song, but I'm not singing it. You'll have to sing it for me.
I like that. So we're gonna play that. So you are an expert, and we met at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers in South Tampa with Rob. Hi, Rob and Dean. And you were telling us about the cruise industry. You're from Wisconsin, my originally hometown as well.
Yeah, Cheesehead?
Yes, we are, I tell you. I do like cheese.
Uh-huh.
I am. Cheese tray, watch out.
Yeah.
And olives. Yeah. So tell us, you're an expert in cruising. You've been on them.
Yes, many, many times. Well, I work for a wonderful company called AMA Waterways.
Right.
Now, a lot of people ask me, what does AMA mean?
Yes, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. Oh, see, I already asked you.
Yes.
AMA actually does mean something. It wasn't just a made-up. It's not AMA, the American Medical Association of River Cruising.
Okay.
It actually came from the root of a Latin word meaning love. And so our owners made it. We're actually a family business.
Okay.
We were started in 2002 by the gentleman, his name's Rudy Schreiner, who actually was the one that launched a brand called Viking River Cruises. You've probably heard of them.
Yeah.
Right. Or else you're living under a rock somewhere because they do a lot of commercials.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So they he launched that brand, but he went on to start AMA Waterways because he was an architect. He actually went to college in Austria to become an architect. And when he was 23 years old, he went down to the Amazon River with a bunch of his friends And he was doing a work-study program, and he fell in love with the rivers.
Oh, my goodness.
And he never went back. Became an architect. He went instead to the United States, became a citizen, and indeed he started this wonderful river cruise company, you know, in 2002.
Right.
After, of course, launching the Viking brand. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, extraordinary. Hey, Peter, turn that song up for 1 second real quick. She loves this song.
Thank you. This is my theme song. I just had my hair out.
Between a river cruise and a regular cruise, because I'm going on a princess cruise coming up on December 9th. We're going on an Eastern 7-day Caribbean cruise, and you're going to carry the show on the 15th,
yeah,
I think.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, you're going to do well with all your interviews.
You know what? It's going to be awesome. We're going to have an awesome show.
You are. Yes. And I'll be Caribbean in St. Thomas.
You, though. That's just it.
So I'll be on my ship.
Yes.
So they don't have casinos.
Exactly. So river cruise is more like a hotel floating down a river, taking you to destinations, than it is like a big cruise ship.
Okay.
So you only have about 150 passengers on board.
Oh, now, so the that's ship, you're really going. Intimate.
Yeah,
you know?
Very intimate. You're going on maybe 4,000 passenger, maybe.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's large. And so it's a more intimate type of vacation. And people do it that want to go to Europe and they want to see all of the river and all the river towns, but with less people.
Okay.
And also in a way that they can get on and get off the ship whenever they like.
Wow.
So to give you a comparison, mm-hmm. I like regular cruise ships too. I love going on the big cruise ships. But the difference is I went on one recently and I was in Grand Cayman and we were getting off and we're getting on a tender. Mm-hmm. That's a little boat that takes you from the big boat
to the land.
I shouldn't call it a big boat. The big ship. To the land, right?
Right.
And I was asking the guy as people kept getting on and getting on and getting on. I'm like, how many people are you putting on this thing? And he said 300. And I had a good laugh because our ships hold about 158 passengers.
Okay. So we could have passengers and crew?
That's passengers and crew. No, it's about 200 if you put the crew on too.
Okay.
There's about 50 crew and about 150 passengers. So about one crew person for every two passengers.
Okay.
So it's a really amazing vacation and everything's included too. You get on the ship, you cruise down the river. An example would be the Danube River and you cruise through Germany and Austria and Hungary and Slovakia.
Like so much fun.
Yeah, and you can, and with AMA Waterways, we're a young company. We have many multiple shore activities. They're all included, mm-hmm. like biking tours and hiking tours and walking tours and whatever you want to do, you just do it because it's included.
What's been your most memorable experience on a river cruise that you, I just never will forget these moments in the sightseeing that you saw?
Oh, my goodness. Probably when I got to see the Eiffel Tower for the first time.
Okay.
That was on my hit list. I'd been all my life in travel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, every time I tried to see that darn tower, something happened. I never got to go. And so I said, well, I must be waiting for a particular time to see it. So on my very first AMA Waterways cruise, before I even worked for the company, I went with the guy I was going out with, and we got to the Eiffel Tower. And he proposed to me.
Oh,
so that would have to
that
be
was so perfect.
Romantic.
That's just perfect.
And
that
we're called AMA Waterways, right? And AMA come from the root of the Latin word meaning love.
Right.
So we are definitely the love boats of river cruising. So
beautiful.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
So how did you start out? Now, you know, we were talking that you were wanting to be a flight attendant at one time and you know, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my home area as well. You're from Chicago.
Cheeseheads,
yes, and she's calling me a cheesehead.
Yeah.
What do they call Chicago?
Chicagoans.
They don't. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hot dog heads? I don't know. I don't know. You eat a lot of hot dogs.
Best Polish is there.
Exactly.
Best Polish.
Or pizza, too.
Yes, that's
it. And so how did you get with this amazing company? Can you tell us your story? Because there's a lot of people out there that go, wow, you know, I've been looking for a career change. I want to do something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with
or propose.
Yeah, or get proposed. Okay, yeah, well, that was just, I can't promise diamond rings to everybody who goes, but it just happened to me.
Okay.
But what happened was I wanted to go work in an airline business, right? And I wanted to be a flight attendant, but it turns out when you're 5 feet two,
But that was back in the days.
Back in the days. Right. Yeah, just a few months ago. No. A few years ago, they could discriminate. Okay. Yeah. And so I wasn't the height restriction they needed. So I went and became a travel agent. After being a travel agent, I started a travel marketing business where I marketed the things that I loved. And that led me to AMA Waterways because all of a sudden, about 15 years ago, the river started to come of age, and people were going to these river cruise trips.
Right.
They were trying to get to destinations in a way they loved on a cruise ship, but they can't do that on a river. You have to have smaller, you know, accommodations. Yeah. And so, the river people found me and my travel marketing business.
Oh my goodness.
I ended up giving up my whole business to work for this particular company because I love them so much.
Well, you look like a flight attendant cruise director anyways. And, you know, the main thing I have to tell everybody, being a flight attendant, I was for over 20 years. So, you know, the main thing is it's the look, it's the stand with your luggage. You already have that.
Oh, thank you. You would have hired me, wouldn't you? She would have completely overlooked my 5'2" stature.
Yeah. Yes, she would.
It's just not fair.
So. No, actually, I have a lot
it's
of
too late now. Thanks.
No, actually, you know, Legion's hiring right now.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. One of my friends actually is going Tuesday, and they do turnarounds right here in St. Petersburg as well as Punta Gorda.
Nice.
So there
that
you go, and
fun.
You don't have to be. And, you know, five. You could be any age right now, and they want you to
be. Okay, so is there still a height? Where you have to be a certain height now?
Not anymore. They've changed so much. I mean, I remember going for Continental back in the days, and we'd have to step on the scale, and, you know.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
Seriously? This was the truth. You had to be a certain height, a certain weight, lots of interesting things they could never do now.
Oh, yeah, but charter. I did charter for Laker Bahamas and Freddie Laker, and also.
See, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, and the hockey team for the Florida Panthers and the sport team. So, yeah, that was. That's charter was fun. Much more fun in the Bahamas.
Okay.
So I know. Peter, do we have a caller?
I'm sorry, we got Deidre on the line.
Oh, that's right. She may have a question, and we're going to come back if Deidre has a question for river cruising. But our promoter that we're going to be talking to in just a minute, in about 5 minutes, we're going to have him on the air. So, Deidre, welcome to the show. Hello, from South Florida, our top reporter that's down there. Are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
So, do you have a question on cruising or river cruising or your mom?
Yes, I was going to ask, what is the best part of river cruising?
Oh, good question.
Great question.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, the best part. I think really the fact that it gives you the opportunity to, in a very, in an 8-day, 7-night cruise, in a very civilized way, that's my word for it, see multiple countries and not feel rushed. So if you really want to go on a vacation and you want to see a lot, but you want to also feel relaxed, a river cruise can do that for you. And then to have everything included, you just literally get over into your cabin, all settled in, unpack your bags one time, and in 8 days and 7 nights, you can easily see 5 countries. And it's not feeling rushed. Yeah. It's not like the old days where it's Tuesday, it's Belgium. It's not like that at all. And people are embracing that. And then along the way, this is an entertainment show. We do have entertainment. And we match the entertainment with the destination.
Okay.
So we create an atmosphere on board the ship of the destination.
Oh, how exciting.
So what's the longest river cruise? I mean, how many days is 10 days, 15 days?
Really, 14 days for AMA Waterways would be the longest.
Okay.
That would be from Budapest up to Amsterdam or vice versa.
Okay.
You can add another week and go all the way down to Romania and Bulgaria on the lower Danube, and then you're gone 21 days. But most people really are purchasing the 8 days, 7 nights with a pre and post land.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so you have a little bit of cruise, you have a little bit on land,
right.
And you can do it all.
Wow.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to thank you so much. It goes so fast here. And give everybody your website. They can see the wonderful videos of everything about your company.
Please do. Please check out our website at www.ama.com. waterways.com. And everything you need to know is right on there. Any country you're thinking of going to, you can see it under Europe. We also, by the way, go to the exotics, which is the Mekong River, Vietnam, Cambodia, and also Africa.
Well, you also, do you have any travel videos up there of yourself on YouTube by chance, or people can see?
We do. We have lots of travel videos with AMA.
Okay.
Yeah, so please, yeah, anything you can. If you're interested in the Africa program, Jack Hanna, have you ever heard of him? He was on our Africa program, and he posted a video on YouTube of that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to look for that one, definitely.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
And before we go, and we're going to switch seats and get to some music here in just a minute, and we're going to go to Love Potion number 9, I think that song as well, and then we're going to go to another song when Tony gets on. But Tony, I just want to bring over, you were talking about river cruising. Have you ever been on one before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I once I did the first river cruise, I never went back to ocean cruising because... everything she said is correct. One of the things I liked is that the water is actually smooth. So if you don't like being rocked back and forth, which ocean cruising does,
right.
And a river cruise, it's just smooth as glass, and it's so peaceful. And every day you see something else.
See, that's beautiful. And where did you go? Do you remember?
I did them all. I went down the Rhine from Holland down to Basel.
Oh, to Switzerland. Yeah,
that was a wonderful trip. Every day you're in another city. And in Europe, when the boat docks, you're right there. You're in the city. You don't need a car, bus, or anything. You just get out and you walk. So, yeah, I'm a big river cruise fan, both in North America and Europe.
So that you definitely have to think of doing that and doing something special with your family,
absolutely,
which is really cool. Well, we want you to stick around here, and you want
to
learn some history about rock and roll and promoters and everything. And Deidre, stay on the line because I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to talk about your mom's book in a minute for the holidays. A great stuff. What is it? Stocking stuffer. Yeah.
Sometimes that's hard to sing, you know?
Yeah. We'll be right back. I'm going to switch seats here. And Diane, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad. And I hope we see you all in the rivers one day.
Yes.
We will. We will. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll be right back. Enjoy the music.
I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
And there's a reason.
Cute song,
There's a reason we're playing that, and we're going to explain that in a second. But before we go, Deidre, your mom's got an amazing book. You want to tell us where people can buy it for the holidays?
Yes, they can go to Amazon.com. They can type in the search bar "Prayers for Believers" by Jacqueline McIntosh, and it'll be perfect for a gift stuffer or for anyone to read. It's right on there on Amazon.com called Prayers for Believers.
Prayers for Believers. And she's been rocking and rolling down there in South Florida with a lot of interviews. People are calling me for her to be at more events, so we're excited to get Deidre
awesome,
out there.
She really is.
She's really good. So we're excited to have you. If you want to stay on the line with us, we'd sure like to have you stay on the line because we have another amazing guest you want to introduce.
Well, which one? We have so many amazing people here. No, really, seriously. No. We have Tony here, and he is going to tell us about his rocking around the clock New Year's Eve show, in addition to what he has with Alan Freed.
Yeah, isn't there a song, Rock Around the Clock? I think there is, Peter. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Let's just kind of get the essence of this hour.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock.
Wasn't that on Happy Days?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, we had Donnie Most on my show. Donnie Most.
Oh, I know Donnie. Yeah.
Do you know he's got a swing band?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you should book him. We're just talking about Donnie Most, and Donnie's looking, you know, he's been performing all over, and he's got an amazing swing band and some amazing Christmas music we're going to play as well.
Yeah.
So, well, welcome, Tony.
Well, good. Glad to be here.
I'm excited. So, everybody on Facebook, we had met at Cherie's event with Barbara. Over at the event last weekend.
And that was Barbara Harrington?
Yes. And her roast.
Yes.
And you were up there and we were talking. I said, oh my God, I got to get you on the show. So, you would not be here if it wasn't for Cherie Johnson.
Thank you, Cherie.
Thank you. So, tell us about the history of rock and roll. I mean, you started out. How old doing this?
I was very, very young. I've been told I'm the last one left. They're working on a movie about me called The Last Great Promoter, and it sounds like to me like I'm the only one that was healthy enough to last. But the guys that I was partners with, like Bill Graham, Dr. Jive, Clay Cole, Dick Clark, Wolfman Jack, Jolly Joyce, all these guys are all gone. And I'm the only one left, they tell me, that actually was on the bus, did the tours, and came up all the way through from the Brooklyn Paramount Theater and the Fox all the way to today. So we've been doing concerts for as long as I could remember.
And wow. We were just talking about, you know, the big thing is a lot of people like what kind of shows, more the impersonator shows or the tribute bands?
Well, back around the 70s, I went in Las Vegas, and there's a wonderful guy out there named John Stewart. And Stewart and I talked about doing something different in Vegas. He had a contract at the time with the Imperial Hotel. Mm-hmm. We decided to take acts that looked like other acts and put them into a show called Legends.
Okay.
And the Legends show is still there today. We would have a girl that looked like Cher and somebody else that would look like Sonny. And this goes on and on and on. And people loved it. It loved it. And you got to remember that at that time, rock and roll itself still was only about 20 years old.
Okay.
So a lot of these acts that were doing these other people were out there doing themselves. I mean, Elvis was still around while there was still 50 guys doing Elvis.
Right. You know?
But it was so successful and so nice that it's still there today. And it spurred all this tribute act stuff you see today. Mm-hmm. Now there's three REO Speedwagons and four of the Eagles, and everywhere you go, there's multiple groups doing somebody else, you know?
Do you do this on your own, or do you work with other people, or I mean?
Well, my company is Allen Free Productions. We are the first rock and roll company in the world. It came out of Ohio. Allen is the father of rock and roll as far as DJs go. He was on WJW out of Cleveland, and theoretically, the first rock and roll concert done was on March 21st, 1952, at the Cleveland Arena on Euclid Avenue. But that's not completely true. The reason that's got so much fame is because that was the biggest beginning concert.
Okay.
The real truth and the secret almost of rock and roll, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would like everyone to believe it started in Cleveland.
Right.
Let's go back a year earlier in October at a little place called Niles, Ohio, McKinley High School.
Oh.
That was really the first rock and roll show. And the reason for that was that Allen, like most promoters, didn't want to jump into a big arena.
Right.
So he wanted to test the waters. So he went to a little town called Niles. They had a school. They had a basketball court. He made a deal with them that he could do the show at the basketball court. And about 3 weeks before the show, the principal called and said, we've got a problem from the school board. They don't want the show to continue. And he said, well, I've got money invested in everything. Why? And they said, well, you know, basketball is very big in Ohio. And they had a brand new parquet floor at the basketball court. And they were afraid that the boys at the time used to wear cleats. Those were the little metal things on the back of the heels on their penny loafers.
Okay.
And they were afraid that if they danced, those cleats would scratch up the floor. So they told Allen, if you come up with an idea that can save the floor, we'll still go with it. So he thought about it and said, I have an idea. We'll have the cheerleaders check in their shoes for a nickel each. They can dance in their socks. It'll be a sock hop.
Wow. That's how it all started.
That's how it started.
So okay, there you know. History in the making.
And that's how it began. And it began right there in Ohio. From that point, it spread very quickly.
So did they continue that in that particular basketball gym, or they just moved it to bigger places?
Well, no,
after
the very next place then was a year later. Now that he knew that it would go over,
he
booked the Cleveland Arena, which was close to a 10,000 seat arena.
Oh.
And that was the Moondog Carnation Bowl. And that was the first major rock and roll concert. I have a few of the concert posters from that show. I donate one or two of them to charities, and they raise a lot of money. That poster, which originally cost us, I think it was 15 cents, is now worth around $50,000 on the original
amazing
poster.
So we were talking when I put your bio up here, and I have some pictures of you I'm looking at right now on my Facebook.
One with Debbie Reynolds.
Yes, so. Debbie Reynolds. And so how did you meet Debbie? Tell us that story.
Debbie was a wonderful lady. I was really sorry when she passed away. I had met Debbie out in Vegas. She had the hotel. She had the Debbie Reynolds Casino. Mm-hmm. And we were, I was still booking acts and such, but we were also doing, I was producing award shows for the Comedy Hall of Fame.
That's right. We're going to talk about that shortly as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we were going to book, we were going to do a show out there at a place. We were talking about inducting George Carlin. And that's how her and I met. From that point, she would invite me to these parties. I went to parties. There was another well-known group in town called George Sidney. George Sidney was a very good writer, and there was a variety of other people, Tony Randall and many others.
Yeah.
So before I realized it, I was mixed up with these celebrities, these people, and I would go to the parties.
Okay.
The only thing was nobody knew who I was. You know, everybody walking. And they would walk around clinking these martinis, the little olive, and I'd be holding a can of Coke in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking like the blue-collar kid from the Bronx, you know. And I remember Tony Randall saw me, came over and sat down on the couch. He goes, "You look like my kind of a guy, you know."
Wow.
And we started talking, became friends. Before I knew it, I was invited to the parties in L.A. and started hanging out at the L.A. Friars Club with Maury Amsterdam and George Burns and Steve Allen and
what
all the guys.
What history we have here. So how long were you in Los Angeles?
I have a one-hour program.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't either.
Did I win something?
You can have a one-hour program with us if you call me.
I just want a one-hour program. I'll take the pistachio instead. I was in L.A. to do a couple of shows. We did a number of specials for NBC and CBS to induct famous comedians. We inducted George Burns and Carol Burnett, and that was all done on network television. So we started all the ideas for this at the L.A. Friars Club, which is an exclusive club, which isn't there anymore, actually. The only one is the New York Friars Club, which mm-hmm. is the grand club of all times. I mean, that's one of the most private and exclusive clubs in the country.
See, I had an office on Hollywood and Vine. It was called the old half building. Now it's like $1 million half building.
Really?
Oh, it was redone. Oh, my God. My office was right there across from Capitol Records. And we had just an amazing time. And I put over 80 acts on Jenny. No, it was over 100 acts on Jenny Jones TV show.
I remember Jenny Jones.
Yeah, back in the days. We have a question. Steve Love, who was one of my friends on my airline days. Does Tony have advice for someone to get a record deal?
You know, when that first started years ago, we used to actually pull people off the street corners, the Earls and Lil Anthony and the Imperials, Frankie Lyman. I mean, we'd go to a high school dance and they'd hire the groups. They needed rock and roll singers. Mm-hmm. That has changed tremendously. Now you've got, amateur shows, all the talent shows on television. It's very hard for them to get a record deal now. There's a lot of competition out there.
Right.
I think that began with karaoke. People started singing that found out, oh, my God, I can sing. I've got a great voice. Mm-hmm. Well, without the karaoke and everything, they never would have known that. Okay. And so we've got this heavy filtration of people singing and playing instruments. When I was in high school, I think I was probably the only drummer. Mm-hmm. There was maybe a couple of guitar players. But now, most high schools, you'll find a lot of kids can play instruments, you know, and they can take lessons online. So,
What do you think? Because I know, like, when Donnie Most was on, and, you know, we had the Rock Around the Clock song, and he's got a swing band. He was on Happy Days, you know, as Ralph. And now his music is phenomenal. I love swing music. And so, you know, I'm watching these artists out there, and they're performing in their concerts, and they're selling their CDs online and their Apple iTunes. And that's where it's going now. Everything is out there.
Everything is digital now.
Yeah. So do you think the record industry is going to lose a lot of that, of course? Or what is your thought?
The record industry isn't what it used to be for a lot of reasons. One of them is the fact that there's a lot of bootlegging that takes place. So once a group produces a song and it's out there, mm-hmm. probably about 100,000, if it's really good, have just gotten bootlegged automatically.
Right.
Those are ways that the record company would have made money on that, and the artist would have made money on that.
Okay.
So they're trying to figure out ways to get around all of this, because the industry is basically turned upside down. It's not like what it used to be. Back then, you made a record, and you made your money doing the records. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go out on the road. You're doing better at the concert halls and making a lot of money from the concert halls. Yeah. I mean, we had a situation, for example, and this is almost kind of strange, but we wanted to bring back ABBA. And ABBA is the second greatest group that ever came out of Europe. Except for the Beatles, they are really a tremendous group. I called Anderson, Benny, one of the men, mm-hmm. and we gave them an offer of $10 million for 10 nights. Mm. 10 nights, $10 million. And you would say, oh, my God, I'll do it. I'll take that.
Okay.
But we're talking to people that are all worth about $200 million each.
Right.
So $250,000 was not impressive to each member of the group.
Okay.
But to make matters worse, it was going to be a reunion show. And the two girls in ABBA were married to the two guys, and they had gotten divorced.
Oh.
And there was no way of getting the ex-wives and the ex-husbands on stage for any amount of money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the husbands wanted to do it, but not the girls.
Okay.
Mm. Wow. So talk about your comedy. Give us your website. Let's go into that real quick here as
the
well.
The website's www.nationalcomedyhalloffame.com. Right now, the museum is a traveling museum. It appears at various colleges and different events, and we've got 450 exhibits. We've got the whole history of comedy. Mm. We've done many inductions. I inducted George Carlin in Vegas.
Wow.
I inducted George Kirby in Vegas as well. We inducted many of the Minnie Pearl live from the Grand Ole Opry.
Matter of fact,
you can see Minnie Pearl on the website. You'll see me at the Grand Ole Opry, which is funny because I come out in a tuxedo, and all these guys are in cowboy hats and tassels, and I look like a hitman for the mob walking out onto the stage.
Okay.
And it's funny because we had everybody. We had the Mandrell sisters. We had Garth Brooks and many of these people that I normally would never work with. So there's a lot to see on the website, and they can find out more about the museum and when it's going to be in their area.
Okay,
nice. And now let me ask you this too: did you go to comedy school or yourself? Or
I'm not a comedian. I used to say I'm more of the straight man. It's funny because I toured the country for the Smithsonian. I was hired by them to do 2 years tour of the America and speak to all the great icons of comedy. We want to document it for the Library of Congress because they were afraid we would lose this thing. When you mm-hmm. lose people like Milton Berle and everything, you lost history.
Right.
So I went to their homes, and I went to Imogene Coker and Art Carney. I went to everyone and spoke to them. I remember speaking with Jack Benny. I flew to California, and I was just myself and a cameraman. You know, I would sit there. The cameraman would shoot over my shoulder, and we would focus on the comedian. And Jack walked into the room with Mary, his wife, and he was holding her hand. And I said, Jack, you know, the first thing I noticed was that you walked in the room with holding your wife's hand. I think that's very romantic. And he turned to me in a second and said, yeah, if I let go, she goes shopping. And I realized right from that first interview that I was going to be nothing but a straight man. Because when you're talking to guys like George Burns stuff, everything you say is a straight line waiting for the response.
Right.
And they all did it. I Red Skelton, same thing. I told him about the Jack Benny thing.
Okay.
And Red said, well, we have a very happy marriage, my wife and I. He said, twice a week we go downtown to a nice little cafe, a little glass of wine, some nice food, soft lights, some slow dancing. Mm-hmm. She goes on Tuesday, I go on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I have a special guest on the air for you right now from Las Vegas, Nevada. And Gene, he walked me down the aisle. I always have to say that when we got married, and he was with the Funkadelics.
Okay.
And he signed our wedding certificate, and I told him I'd always look out for him as well as he looks out for me. And you do tribute bands, and you help a lot of artists as well. I just want to introduce to you a dear friend, Gene Anderson. Are you there?
Dawn Reese, I'm always here for you, even in spirit.
Well, guess what? I have Tony here, and Tony is an amazing big concert promoter and does tribute bands. Now, let me think. Does Gene Anderson do tribute?
I got a tribute group. I got an Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, Rick James, Martha the Vandellas, and Sidney Lauper, and Aretha Franklin. And the band. I've been doing it in Las Vegas for 2 years.
So what do you think of that,
Tony? Along with my shampoo poo champagne.
He used to open up for Red Fox back in the days.
Oh, Red Fox was...
Yeah, that was my man. Red Fox made me someone.
Yeah, Red Fox was great. It was terrific. You know, all these tribute bands, like I said, that all started with the Imperial Hotel where, back in the 70s. With John
I did that show, the Legends in Concert.
That's right. John Stewart and I were partners at that time. And
I know John Stewart. I know him personally.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
John Stewart. I know him. He's still around.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But the show was sold back some years ago. I'm not sure who's running it now.
They got a whole different thing. They that was a novelty then. They're everywhere out here in Las Vegas now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got people that haven't even died yet that they're doing tribute shows on. You know?
Yeah, that.
So
right.
It's going on. But that's just one of the many type of shows and factions I'm involved in. But I do have one. If you're interested, let Don know, and we'll come down there and bring Elvis down there, him and Buddy Holly, and they'll shake him up for you.
Okay. Well, Gene,
how do we do that?
Are
you looking for new tribute bands as well?
We're not looking for tribute bands because predominantly our stable is all the actual gold record artists. Mm-hmm. We handle the real gold record artists. We handle Tom Jones.
You're going back and getting the actual nostalgic guys who are still living.
Yeah, yeah, but we do some tribute, but we just don't do it exclusively. Mm-hmm. The main part of our business is the real acts. Frankie Valli worked for us for years. As a matter of fact, Frankie and I go all the way back before they were the Four Seasons, they were the Four Lovers. Mm. And
I know them boys out of Philadelphia.
Well, you know, have you ever heard Gene sing by chance? Have you ever heard his music?
No, I haven't.
Peter, I think we brought some music. Hold on a second. We got some music. I just want to hear Gene Anderson. We call him King of the Hollywood Blues, but he's rocking Vegas. What do we got there, Peter?
Forever Yours.
Is that a new one? Gene?
Yeah, that's one of my new ones.
Now let's play that. We'll be right back. Some showdown here with some amazing artists. And hold on, Gene, because we're going to play one of Quincy's songs now because we have...
Come on with it.
And we're going to come back to one of yours as well. But what one are we going to do with Quincy?
We're doing Misty.
Misty.
Okay, Misty. So here's an artist that's going to be at the Tampa Bay Film Society on Sunday at the Yacht Club in Tarpon Springs. So, Quincy, we're going to play your music now for Tony.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, he's saying hi to Gene.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I wish you the best of luck, my friend.
All right. I'm trying to get out there where you at.
Don't worry about it. You're going to get anywhere I'm at and better.
Yay.
All right, we're going to be right back. Listen to Misty. Gene, hold on the line because we have some surprise, some things to tell you as well. So we'll be right back. This is Misty.
It's all good.
It's all good. Joe Jackson used to say that to me.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Warm away and a thousand violins begin to play. For it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're here. You can say that you're my left, my heart, my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love, in love, too misty and too much.
So we're back. So Tony, that was actually Quincy sitting next to you. What do you think of his music?
I think he's terrific. It's really nice. Johnny Matthews was always one of my favorites. We did him at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Right.
And he sold out. He sold out very quickly.
Wow. You're a documentary. I can't wait till they do a film on you because you just, you know, the history and the people that you worked with is truly amazing. But you've got something really rocking around the clock coming around the corner here. Tell us about that.
I do. We've got the biggest and best rock and roll and New Year's Eve party show in Tampa Bay. We've got Bill Haley's Comets on the show. We've got a surprise guest star that had gold records in the late 60s. We got the Johnny Cash show from Nashville with the Nashville Band. We've got Richie Merritt, who was the lead singer with the Clovers, the Marcells, doing Love Potion No. 9, one of the hits. We've got a tribute to ABBA with the Sweethearts of Disco. And we got the Uli Iglesias of Spain, Zambrano, who's going to do salsa. Five acts all that night, a full dinner with the salmon, the steak, unlimited dessert, coffee, tea, and complimentary champagne, no tips, free parking. And then we're going to put money in the balloons and drop them at midnight. Now, if they want to come to the show, it's going to be right here in Clearwater. They go to Comedy Hall. That's C-O-M-E-D-Y-H-A-L-L, Comedy Hall at AOL.com. And they say that they heard this on your show, WTN. They heard it on Dawn Reese's show. We will give them $20 off every ticket.
Ooh.
That's all they have to say is that they heard this on your show.
So if I run a commercial between now and New Year's, we can do that.
That's fine.
We'll cut that for you. Okay, yeah. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. You tell them to call and say that they listen to your show, and we're going to give them $20 off. That means that they're going to be paying $75 for a $50 meal, champagne, and five bands that they normally would be paying.
And dance to and have fun on New Year's. Why not?
Yeah,
that's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a terrific show. We're really excited about it.
Wow, was super cool. So, Gene, are you still there?
I'm always here for you, David.
Well, we're excited that you called in. I just wanted you to meet, and I knew that you probably knew his camp. So I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in. And I know Peter has a song that we'll probably end with, a really good, fast song. And but, Peter, did you talk to Gene about that?
Well, sure, absolutely. Hey, we got something.
I know. We're going to do
that.
John. Yes.
I'd like to say something. You know your friend Jerry?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He's assisting me in writing a new book.
Oh.
I'm writing about the birth of hip hop. You know, I helped get hip hop music, rap music started.
Right.
From the Sugar Hill Gang on, I helped them get started. At them Sequence, Curtis Blow, Soul Sonic Force, Grandmaster Flash, all those guys, I helped them get started. So I'm writing a book on the 40th anniversary of hip hop. It's called The Birth of Hip Hop, The Rapper's Delight, Gene Anderson Story. So it'll be coming out pretty soon, and we are negotiating a movie on the book. So
okay,
I just wanted to throw that in and tell Jerry to keep on working, because he's stepping on me, making me get it on up. So I wanted to let you know.
Well, Gene, this is Niecy. Don't you have another book that you're working on as well?
Yeah, I'm working on three books. Hi, Niecy. How you doing, my sweetheart?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm working on a book about me and Sonny Liston and Red Fox.
Okay.
It's called Sonny Me Plus Red.
Okay.
Well, guess...
And my life story. I'm doing my life story in Hollywood for the Academy Award movie Shorts.
Wow.
To be submitted to them. So a lot going on in Gene Anderson's life.
So, Gene, real quick, I got a message from somebody, and Kim Savage and I have been chatting on Facebook, and, you know, Kenny Bates had passed away in August, and Kenny actually, you know, I would say the spirit of Bonnie Hilton Sweeney is still around, and Kim wants to bring some guests on pretty soon, and I sent you some names, and you know who they are. Yeah. You want to announce who could be coming up next week?
Well, hopefully, if everything works out right, because everybody's schedule is so crazy. But we are going to have the gentleman that played Greg Brady on the Brady Bunch.
We're working on that.
And we are also going to have... Oh, let's just let it be a surprise.
Well, she's got some of... Remember the other groups that I sent you as well?
Friends of Distinction.
Right.
And we are also going to have the young man that sang with Billy Davis in the Fifth Dimension.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're working on those.
Oh, Lamont. You getting Lamont?
Yeah.
Yes, we're trying.
We're trying.
That's my friend. I'll probably see him and Bubble Knight, the Pips, they hang out together every day. So I'm out here in Las Vegas. I run into him occasionally. We have a drink or two.
Okay.
So if I see him, I'll tell him you're in touch, trying to get in touch with Lamont.
Yes,
Lamont.
Yes.
Well, we want Bubba, too.
Yes.
We want Bubba, too.
I know. And real quick before we end, we have Renee. She's popping in real quick. Just to give us 1 minute before we go. But I want to thank everybody before she comes on. And thank you so much, Tony, for being here.
Yay.
We'll promote the heck out of this between now. And we'll put it on the air. And we'll put it on social media. But we'll run a commercial during the week as well for you.
Sounds great. Hope I see everybody at New Year's Eve.
That's so exciting. Also, Diane from River Cruising, we want to thank you for driving in all the way from Orlando. That's been such a treat.
That's such awesome.
Yeah, we need more River Cruising information. We'll get to everybody. And Renee, you're going to talk about what's happening on Sunday.
Oh, yes. We can't wait for this event. It's going to be at the Tarpon Springs Yacht Club. We changed the location of the event. What had happened was they all of a sudden closed the doors, and thank God they stood by us. They opened up the doors for us. They knew what was going on.
And how much are tickets, where they can go?
Well, they're $30. You can buy them right at the door now. We're going to sell them at the door, $50 for two, $30 a person. We're going to have some VIPs. You know who's going to be there.
Right. We have Forbes Riley. We have a lot of producers, directors, casting directors. So make sure that you buy your tickets or come to the door, TampaBayFilmSociety.com. I also want to tell everybody about cruise ships. If you are looking to book a cruise, please call me at 727-871-7788 with Expedia Cruise Ship SL Tampa.
Yay.
And I can help you give a great quote. And who knows? I could book a river cruise. There we go.
The
exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
okay,
Niecy.
Right quick, I need to have Renee tell us the address again.
The address is 350 North Spring Boulevard, and that is Tarpon Springs. It's right on the water, the yacht club. It's gorgeous. They're lovely. They're nice people. They open up the doors. We're going to have food, champagne, entertainment, fashion show, VIPs, you name it, it's happening. And guess what? For $50 for a couple, where can you go for that? Nowhere. And Dawn Reeves is our VIP. She is our MC. And Niecy P is going to be in the media too. She's going to be there.
With one of our other reporters as well. Lynn, you know, I have reporters all around the United States, as well as Deidre. I know that she's probably been on hold yet. And we want to thank you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And it's God that brings the connections in, not just Hollywood connections. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye, you guys.
See you next week. VH2 TV Network is going to be here launching me and Peter's show. They are in production. We can't wait. We're waiting. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.